CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is certainly one of my favorite guests. His name is Dean Gottscher, and Dean goes all over America trying to get people to understand why our society is changing. Why do we look at the world differently than we did 50 years ago? What has happened to our worldview? Why do so many of our young people have a different attitude towards life and God and sexual immorality, and what happened to parental authority? Why don't children listen to their parents anymore? And none of these things happened simply by accident. Oh, they'd like to tell you, it's the hormones, children go through an adolescent period. But of course, in past generations, this did not happen. But it's happening now, and with increasing frequency, because of an educational process that is designed to create a rebellious generation. Well, how do we understand it? Well, we go to a teacher. One of the people who's been trained in these techniques of altering perspective. Techniques that are being used in every public school in America, which is why if you really love your children, you wouldn't have them in public school. And I realize it's terribly difficult to homeschool, but I don't know any other means of getting away from this, even in many of our church schools and our private schools. These same techniques are accepted and the same philosophies are espoused. So without further ado, let me bring you to Dean Gottscher, who's currently on a tour. He's in the Washington, the state of Washington, going to be putting programs on there in Spokane and the adjacent areas. Dean, thanks so much for being with us again.
I'm glad to be with you this morning, Stan.
Now, we're talking to people primarily in Colorado, in Wyoming, but we're also talking to people across the nation listening on Internet and by other means. So pick up the story.
Well, I just recently was in Wyoming. The process, and I call it diaprax, just merged the word dialectic and praxis, is a method to change the way we think. They call it a paradigm shift. We've shifted our way of thinking, our paradigm. And it was not by accident. There are lots of books out there in our universities, books that aren't just sitting there and getting dust on them, but have been practiced over the decades. And men such as Paul Lazarsfeld and Jürgen Habermas and Herbert Marcuse, and the list goes on and on and on. Men who came to the United States back in 1933 from Frankfurt, Germany. They're referred to as the Frankfurt School. There were 21 of these men in Frankfurt, and most of them came to the U.S. and went right into our universities. The work of Antonio Gramsci, another popular read today in universities. He was an Italian Marxist. He died there in Mussolini prison, but his works are instrumental in the restructuring of how we think. There was J.L. Moreno, the father of role-playing, who came here in 1927 from Vienna, Austria, freely traveled our nation in training leaders and people in high-policy environment to practice this process, this dialectic process. There was Kurt Lewin, who came from Berlin in 1933. Mostly this was all triggered by Hitler becoming chancellor in Germany, and these guys knew they had better get out of there. And, of course, you know, it just seems like everybody who's a revolutionary comes to the U.S. when they get in trouble. And but they had a free ride. They went right into a university. Theodore Adorno, member of the Frankfurt School, wrote a book in 1950 called The Authoritarian Personality. They always, these social engineers, refer to the traditional home, the home that trains their children to obey the parent, to obey God. And the scriptures are very clear that Adam and Eve disobeyed, but Jesus obeyed. And so that's a paradigm. That's a paradigm that there is either right or wrong and no in between. Light and dark, sheep and goats, heaven, hell. That contrast. God is holy, we are not holy. So that shows that there is a standard that we are accountable to. It used to be referred to as belief-action dichotomy. In other words, you would have a belief, but you might not act according to your belief, and so therein was a dichotomy. And Paul addresses this by stating that with my mind I love the law of God, but then there's the law of the flesh, and there's a war that goes on within me, and I must determine, which direction I'm going to go. Either I humble myself and obey the law, obey God, or I go with the flesh, and then I have to justify. And that's what the dialectic is all about, justifying defiance, or actually justifying circumventing or getting around higher authority. So Adorno referred to these traditional homes in America when he came here as authoritarian. Abraham Maslow, for example, in his works, he refers to the authoritarian parent. He's popular in education and marketing, his hierarchy of needs. He says the first thing he does with authoritarians is break their backs immediately. And so you find this spirit of contempt towards obedience, and particularly obedience before God, in the very heart of the dialectic process. But it doesn't come across in the practice of it that it's really a program of hate. It's all about perception. It's presented in a way that you have this sense, because it's the consensus process, a sense that we care about one another. And so the role of the facilitator in the room is to get everybody to shift their way of thinking. First thing they have to do is to convince you that if you come in with standards, and I need to make this note that postmodernism means no standards. So if you're going to be in a postmodern society, then whenever you set policy, and this can be in your home, this can be at work or in government or education or church, any environment or climate, they call it, that you set policy in the dialectic world, if you come in with these standards that restrain and limit, you're going to be called negative, you're going to be called divisive, you're going to be called hateful and intolerant and prejudiced, all kinds of words to try to convince you that you need counseling.
Now, basically, then we are to tolerate everything except, of course, intolerance. So we'll be back in just a moment with Dean Gottscher. As you begin to learn about how they've been brainwashing our children, yes, ladies and gentlemen, brainwashing you as well.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as BBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and Dean, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go right ahead.
Okay, now this dialectic process, the environment, you have to have diversity, and that the dialectic starts with a thesis that is you individually with your standards that limit or restrain you, and when you present these standards in a diverse group, that in the taxonomy of this process is antithesis stage, which means you have a position and somebody else has an opposing position. In other words, your restraints they don't like, and they may have restraints that you don't like, and so this causes the conflict in life. Since Adam and Eve sinned, we live in a world of antithesis. And the role of the facilitator is how to overcome the negative nuts or the negative force fields in the room. Because you can map people. Once you learn this process, you don't need to isolate people. You just put them in a stressed environment and find out and observe by their language and their body language, spoken and body, that how they respond to situations. And by their degree of compromise, you can find out their gray zone, where they're willing to put aside standards for the sake of human relationship. And so the antithesis is the relationship factor. It's where feelings are accentuated. And so the first thing a facilitator has to do is move the group of people into this sensation of loss of respect and relationship. And so the discourse or dialogue in the room is focusing upon us working together as a team. In other words, we can't solve the problem unless we come to this group hug, this love fest experience or praxis. That puts pressure on anyone who has standards, because your standards are brought to the forefront through this dialoguing session, and you have to decide how important your standards are. And they don't confront you with the big ones. This is a behavior modification technique where I will pick small issues where you can compromise and justify it to yourself. And so you practice willingly compromising standards for the sake of belonging to the group. And by belonging to the group, you therein change your system. You change your paradigm. You change the way you think. And this is lifelong learning. It's not we're going to fix a bridge in one meeting. We're going to spend 20 meetings because the meetings are not about fixing bridges. The meetings are not about school budgets. The meeting is to facilitate the change of each person to a group think outcome. That's the outcome.
Well, aren't these techniques used in schools and
yeah.
churches and in business and in government and anywhere you want to change people's attitudes?
Right. And a book out there, Human Relations in Curriculum Change, very difficult to get a hold of. As I was doing this research, it took me 3 months through interlibrary loan to finally get a hold of it. And as I read through it, I realized it was a key element to this thing manifesting. You know, they say conspiracy theory. Well, no, these guys were conspiring. It was not theory. They wrote books. This book, I call it a cookbook on humans, 1950, edited by Kenneth Benet, has Kurt Lewin's works in it, J.L. Moreno's works in it. It was the result of the influence of the Frankfurt School. Many contributed to this process, particularly focusing on education and how to take administrators who, after World War II, became the focal point of the community, because before it was the minister, after, it was because education through Eisenhower became the focal point. The person in the community who the church and work and everybody went to for time and schedule for children, parents included, was the administrator. And so they knew that if they could put these administrators in this process, that they would come back loyal to the process. And therein they would allow the teachers who were permissive to have freedom to practice this process in the classroom. Of course, the traditional teachers became very stressed out. They saw this as an attack upon right and wrong and black and white. So the middle class teachers, and there were books written, Hilda Taube and Robert Habeckhurst wrote about the adolescent development in the schools, and they state the school must make room for the deviant student. Well, for a traditional teacher, that's very frustrating. And so they realized the middle class teachers in the 40s and 50s were the restraining element. And so the attack came upon the middle class teacher. How to put enough pressure on them that if they're going to stay in their profession, they must learn how to compromise. They must learn how to go into partnership, no longer have this top-down way of thinking, no longer be in front of the room teaching the children facts, but now getting them in circles and becoming an equal with them in the dialogue and discourse, and break down and destroy this thesis, this patriarch, this right and wrong and black and white way of thinking in the next generation's mind.
Is that why they did away with the structure of the classroom? So many of them used to have desks and then the teacher at the front, and then they sort of got into circles and all of this sort of
right.
thing?
Right, and the focus was on dialogue, because in the traditional home and in the Word of God, it's not dialogue in the world's sense. There's the way of the world, and there's obedience before God. The dialogue as Jesus, if you want to use the word, and I'm very careful in doing that, is that he taught, he preached, he said, well, you err not knowing the scriptures, so he's always instructing right and wrong. It was always contrast. It wasn't a dialogue of finding common ground. These people who focus on common cause, I call them common causes. Because if you focus on common cause, you have to sacrifice right and wrong and black and white. Right now it becomes relative. It's tied to whatever the group is thinking at the time. The space shuttle that crashed. It was, the government said that, the last one, that there was no dissenting voice in the room. The naysayers were gone. It was a group hug, a love fest. And then they referred to the O-rings of the Space Shuttle 25. And it was the same thing. The commander was supposed to get a go or no-go, traditional way of thinking, and instead he sent a memo back, which is dialogue. Well, let's talk about it. Well, how are you going to change the facts that the O-rings on that space shuttle were failing at 50 degrees, and it was 19 degrees that night? Would you let them launch? Well, they did. And they did because they went to this process. And so we see the effect of this not only in the classroom, because the children now come home having experienced the right to question authority, because now they're higher order thinkers in morals and ethics. And so when the parent gives them a command, they turn around and they challenge that authority, create crisis in the home, stress in the home, to the point that the parents then have to seek counsel. Of course, what's the counsel? The counsel is, you parent must dialogue with your child, find common ground, come to consensus, focus on your feelings, no longer do principles and standards rule in a home, and this goes all the way up to the Constitution. George Washington in his farewell address said, if there's anything wrong in the Constitution, that's the higher authority. It's restraining language. It says, Congress shall not. You're the one who puts the thou shalt not in the Constitution. You send representatives with a negative attitude not to compromise standards for the sake of your freedom, not to be invaded by government policy. And so he says, if there's any wrong Constitution, go back to it. Don't go any other route, even for good. See, a lot of times in a crisis, we'll say, well, we've got to. We have to. The facilitator's whole role is to create this sense of desperation in the room where we have to compromise the standards for the sake of the resolution of the problem.
And I suppose really they do that even on television, don't they, as they have these discussion, programs, but they never get back to the absolute values. Well, you know, wouldn't it be better if we did this, if we had a new law to do that? But they never say, you know, what the Constitution says, that most of what government does is unconstitutional. Because they don't believe in it. They want to change our values. Well, wouldn't it be better? Wouldn't we feel better if we just started doing this? And even though it isn't constitutional, wouldn't it be good for society?
Right. It's a living document. Bloom's taxonomy, every teacher, Christian teacher as well, that's certified, sits in classes and learns it. Bloom says, we recognize the point of view that truth and knowledge is only relative. There are no lasting truths for all times and all places. That statement alone destroys the traditional home. That gives legitimacy for the teacher to re-educate. And they're really not teachers, they're facilitators. That means to manipulate and to use feelings to do that manipulation with. To restructure the way the children think, the next generation, so any authority figure they will not follow. They will only follow those who practice the process. So this is the shift we see in our culture, the rebellion against authority, the I can do whatever I want to do, as long as it doesn't hurt the group, it's okay, I'm okay, you're okay, you know, if it feels good, just do it. All that verbiage was a result of these social engineers in the 40s and 50s. You can get Martin Jay's book, The Dialectic Imagination. He only goes up to the 50s explaining the history of this because he doesn't really want to expose the universities implementing the restructure of this nation along with the media, putting pressure on politicians to now set policy and consensus environment where you, the citizen, no longer have representation. Because the representative in the same procedure is not going to be thinking about the restraining standards he was sent to represent. He is going to be concerned about getting along with a team. And so relationship is now the determining factor on what is right and wrong, no longer standards and principles. In fact, Kenneth Benet in Human Relations, he states, we have to create a people who see those who are principled. He says those with non-influenceable or private convictions, and that's a principled person, as a vice. And so the whole agenda from the 50s on was how to implement this, and the procedure is the consensus process. An example, Irvin Laszlo, in his book, A Strategy for the Future, published back in the 70s, he's important. He's the one who set up the Club of Rome, and he's influential in the ideology. He didn't come up with it. He just put it in user form. He says we have to bypass the traditional channels of top-down decision-making. And so the media was instrumental in this, education, intellectuals. Then he says consensus formation is both a personal and political step. So moving away from a constitutional republic structure, which limits government, Robert's Rules of Order, honest chairman, they had to put pressure on people to drop those rules. And of course, you know, you went to the meeting and you bickered over the rules, so it was easy for us to throw the standards out, the limiting standards of government intrusion and the right for you to persuade somebody with 10 minutes of facts. So he says this consensus formation is not only political, it is personal. It'll directly affect you, your children, your spouse, your police, it's called COPS and DARE program for the police, HMO for the doctors, School of Work for your elected officials. You can put any acronym on it. It doesn't matter if you go to the kindergarten class or you go to the president's subcommittee with the legislators. When you have a facilitator in a consensus meeting, you have a different political system. That top-down authority system is gone. In fact, the issue of the legislators wanting to get the information the president has to make a decision is destroying the difference between the executive and the legislative. It sounds good to us, see, but in reality it is a destruction of the limiting, the checks and balances of government. The liberals, who I, by the way, always called sulking children, and their front room always extends into everybody's private business, love to always implement this destruction of barriers, because we want to limit government so that government couldn't invade our homes. Laszlo says, it is a precondition, this consensus process, of all further steps, big and small. That's why I focus on the dialectic process, the facilitated meeting, because whether it's a classroom or workplace or government, and even the church, and this is big in the church, this is the foundation of church growth. Rick Warren built church growth process off of Peter Drucker. Peter Drucker was in the heart of this process. He was defending homosexuality in the 20s. In 2002, he did a presentation on homosexuality. And I tell people that the perversity, the abomination that we are experiencing in this nation is actually the A. It is the outcome of this process, because when you remove godly restraint from the conscience of men, they follow their natural inclinations. And if you put a car on a hill, on an incline, and you let it follow its natural inclinations, it's going to be in a junk hill at the bottom of the hill. Junk
and that's just problem. About where we are today. We'll be back in a few moments with Dean Gotcher. Tell you more about his amazing ministry.
New. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval, with a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
This is Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend them. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
All veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, what benefits help a vet buy a home?
The Veterans Administration has a no-down payment home loan programs for veterans, reservists, and enlisted personnel.
So veterans learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
Larry Adams here, inviting you to listen in this Sunday afternoon at 2. I will be interviewing my newest sponsor, Jamie LaRue, with Windsor National Mortgage. He is my friend and expert in the mortgage industry, providing commercial, residential, and specialized in helping veterans to use and secure a VA loan. Jamie has helped me personally save money. Veterans, get your questions ready this Sunday afternoon at 2 and every second Sunday of the month for Jamie LaRue and Larry Adams, too.
Veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, who is actually qualified to get a VA loan?
The general rule is 2 years active duty service or 6 years in the reserves. Shorter time requirements during wartime service.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
Back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Dean Gotcher. And Dean, I wanted to get your telephone number, your website out, so people who really want to understand how we have been brainwashed, what's going on in our schools, in our businesses, in our governments, in our universities, and yes, even in some of our churches, how this technique is being used to alter our relationship with one another, and specifically with God, and of course how this is basically eroding the structure of the family. How can people get to your website, get your information?
Our website is authorityresearch.com, and there's a link to email for us. It's interesting, I mentioned Laszlo and this general systems theory process, they call it. He lays out from globalism down to the village, and then the family unit. They have to find a unit just above the family to begin this process. The key is to create strife and strife and division within that traditional environment, because we have feelings, we resent authority. We, you know, every one of us don't like somebody telling us who's in authority that we can't do what we feel like doing. And so latent within us is this resentment. And so we have to find that unit, that relationship above that family or that restraining element to deliver us from this process as they perceive it. But at the very top in his chart, his globalist plan, the very top is ecumenicalism. And they knew that religion was the key. They had to bring the consensus process into the religious environment, because that then destroys any chance of sovereignty and sanctuary and a refuge from this process. The whole agenda of world peace is to undo this, because religion is sacred, and sacred is that which you will not question, and that's a traditional paradigm. So if you want lots of information on this, on our website, authorityresearch.com, I have lots of articles. I host conferences. All the speakers are listed there. Periodically we have meetings across the country. We don't have any scheduled right now. If anybody's interested in hosting one, we would consider it. But it's important to know the process. We're not to be ignorant of Satan's devices. This is actually found in the scriptures. This facilitated process is Genesis 3:1-6. When Satan makes that statement, "Yea, hath God said, thou shalt not eat of every tree in the garden," that is a sentence structure known as neurolinguistics, most powerful sentence structure in hypnosis, an embedded statement in a question. I have UN officials who have come to meetings and tell me, well, we're trained in these communication techniques. We train mayors and dentists and others across this nation to utilize these communication techniques in meetings to trigger a reaction, a response that is instrumental to the moving of the meeting away from the division of principle into the commonness and the relationship of feelings. Not only neurolinguistics, but nominalization, and you can get Richard Bandler's book, The Structure of Magic, and he's written several others on these techniques. Now, I didn't just come across these works by spending time in a university just browsing through the racks. I went to Bloom's Taxonomy. Every teacher is certified on them. The second book, The Affective or Feelings Domain, which he refers to as Pandora's Box. In other words, we're going to allow your children to share their feelings, their resentments in a group setting towards authority figures that limit them from their natural inclination. And by opening this Pandora's Box, we're going to deliver the next generation from that patriarchal right and wrong, black and white, light and dark, constitutional republic, anything that restrains the group hug experience. And so Bloom then, in the last book, he lists 40 authors. And so I read those books and the authors and got their ideas, and then I went to their source. Spent 5 years of my life. I tell people, well, you were having a life. I was telling myself to get a life, reading over 600 social psychology books. And I compare it to putting your hand on the table and beating it with a hammer for a while. It's very painful. But I wanted to know what happened. What happened to me when I earned my teacher's degree? I knew something was wrong. I didn't know what it was. Most teachers come to meetings that haven't been possessed by this process. You know, they'll stand up afterwards and say, wow, this is our in-service training. We hate it. We're trying to fight it, to try to keep our jobs while we're doing it. And it's not just education. People, especially engineers, are extremely frustrated with this love fest, group hug stuff when they want to fix problems. Instead, they have to get in rooms and do the bonding procedure. And you say, well, don't you want people to get along? Well, sure, the Bible talks about unity, but unity is in doctrine. We are a nation because of standards and principles. It was the Word of God, but you saw what happened in the 50s and 60s. When my mom was teaching in the public school, she could pray with her students, read scripture. She could even spank her students because there was punishment for doing what was wrong. And that's biblical in its paradigm. But now that's all gone. It's because the NEA, and they were fully involved with the National Training Labs, started in 1947. That's where Human Relations and Curriculum Change, the book I mentioned earlier, edited by Kenneth Bonet, came out of 1950. We have now 10 of these regional training laboratories, and you get on our website, and one of the articles there will you can link to all 10 of them. They're all sort of benign when you look at them, you know, just concerned about children's education and their talents and their potential and all those things. But if you dig beyond the surface, because it's all perception, you know, they call it fronts in the Soviet system. Same thing. You put people that you trust up front, but you keep strings attached to them, and then you work administration. The administration was the key. Remember the administrators of the schools. These are people you would assume would be supporting those in a traditional leadership position they're under, but in reality they're working to undermine every avenue that that person has. When I call legislators, I get to their aides first, and I can hardly even stand to talk to their aides, because I've sat in offices with legislators, had a chance to share with other legislators, and it would be the aides who came in and cut that off, prevented the spread of truth.
Of course, really, Dean, isn't this really an effort to transform our society? These people are motivated by a desire to transform the individual's relationship with God. And instead of looking to God, everything is about getting along with everybody else. And by so doing, why then they can mold us, our children's society. And isn't there a powerful spiritual force that is energizing these people who are working in concert? Not very many of them, but well-financed and totally dedicated, really, to transforming society. Isn't that what it's about?
Right. Marx said religion is an opiate of the people. And what he meant by opiate was that it stopped you from thinking. You couldn't evaluate the situation for yourself. Every man of faith in the Word of God did not evaluate the situation for themselves. That's what Eve did in the garden.
But isn't this really a conspiracy against God and God's authority? We'll be back
absolutely
in just a moment to evaluate that, because I believe that's the crux of the whole issue.
Dates of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Larry Adams here, inviting you to listen in this Sunday afternoon at 2. I will be interviewing my newest sponsor, Jamie LaRue, with Windsor National Mortgage. He is my friend and expert in the mortgage industry, providing commercial, residential, and specialized in helping veterans to use and secure a VA loan. Jamie has helped me personally save money. Veterans, get your questions ready this Sunday afternoon at 2 and every second Sunday of the month for Jamie LaRue and Larry Adams, too.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Just stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Dean Gottscher. But Dean, isn't there really a religious component to this? Isn't this really all part of a very small group who would revolt against God, who would destroy the relationship of others with God?
Right. The Frankfurt School, the key to this, and its explosion here in this country, was when they merged Sigmund Freud and Karl Marx. Both of those men had one thing in common, their hate for religion and their hate for God. Even though Freud, you know, is criticized by those today because he still had some traditional concepts, he still saw religion as a neurosis. Neurosis is, and I tell people in meetings, I hope you're all neurotic. Neurosis is the restraining factors in you, the conscience that interferes or prevents you from doing your natural inclination, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life, which are the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, all that's of the world, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. The religious element of this, as Marx understood it, he wrote in the fourth thesis on Feuerbach, once you realize the traditional family is God's secret, that traditional family is a family that chastens children, that inculcates, that when a child wants to do what they want to do and the parent says, no, you can't do it, the child may not understand. It's not important whether the child understands at the moment why they can't. They just must. It's a command to be obeyed, and that's called faith. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. You don't have all the facts, so you just simply obey. Aristotle, for instance, he said the honorable person, courageous, there's the selfish, and there's the coward. And in his mindset, the coward was one who took orders. The selfish one was the one who ran away, and the courageous one was the one who challenged authority, turned it completely upside down. And so that's the mindset, the spirit, which was the French Revolution, the Soviet system, is now the very same process we've incorporated today. It's question authority, question everything. And Marx said, okay, once you realize that traditional home is God's secret, the agenda is to destroy the traditional home. So I, as a teacher, well, find your child's ought to be language, and we've talked about this in the past, where if you hear an ought to be, a thou shalt not is under attack. It's just the natural language of reaction, response to restraint to our earthly desires. And so in the classroom, I get your children to write a journal, isolate your child with others, make sure that they're not traditional two or three or four on that group grade. And if I know what I'm doing, a lot of teachers don't, fortunately, or don't like it, and so they don't play the game. But if I'm skilled in this, I will isolate your child, put pressure on them to conform to the group for the sake of the grade, because if they don't conform, they all suffer as a team. Your child shares their ought. They're going to resent the thou shalt not. And when your child comes home from this love fest, this human relationship experience in the room, it is an experiment, your child is going to challenge your authority. And so Marx said, once you realize that disciplined authority environment is God's secret, traditional teachers, the boss who tells his employees, you know, if you don't do what I tell you to do, you're going to go look for another job, can pick and choose who he wants to hire, this has all gone out the window today, then he says that traditional home must be annihilated. That's his words, annihilated, destroyed, must be removed from the face of the earth. We already had in the 50s educators who were involved with the president, with the White House, with the legislative, who are saying, can the student accept the fact that the traditional home might be weakened and might possibly disappear? 1954, major work on education. So Marx's ideology was, okay, we've got to destroy the system, the structure that reinforces a right and wrong way of thinking, which is, and it results, by the way, in a free country. We used to say liberty was in law. Now liberty is in lawlessness. Or a million laws, you know, site-based management. You gotta have cameras everywhere. You gotta have everybody reporting on everybody. And the big issue across this country right now is anonymity, which is tyrannical. You know, well, it all sounds good. You know, somebody sees a crime and they need to turn in without them, you know, report it without being, involved in, being victimized as well. But this has gone to unelected environments where human services, for instance, people can put in a report and that anonymous report, and they're lies. Most of them are lies. And people are destroyed. Businesses are destroyed. Families are destroyed. But that's okay, see, because traditional business and families are to be sacrificed. They're going to have, quote-unquote, world peace and globalism. So the language is all there. The formula has been worked out. It's just now how to apply it in such a way that most people don't pick up on it, and most people haven't. They just simply see they're going to get something out of the deal. You know, they're going to get their next paycheck and survive. And so we're moving into a slave mentality in this society, and we're willing to participate, grumbling as we go, not fully understanding what's happened. And it's all spiritual. We fight not flesh and blood, but principalities and powers. What Satan did was a subtle process on Eve in the garden. He simply allowed her to express her resentment, her natural inclination, her ought to be. I know touch it is the ought to be. And it was Marxists who studied those scriptures for the tools to deliver man, to rescue man from a patriarchal right and wrong way of thinking, and particularly rescue man or deliver man's soul from God.
And that's really what it's about. If we're going to be free, we are ruled by God, not by government. And
absolutely,
we look to God, you know, to what is right and what is wrong. He's given us the rules to rule by, to live by. They don't want that. They want us, of course, to go along with everything, to accept everything. And, of course, as William Penn had said so well, those will not be ruled by God, will be ruled by tyrants. And that's what those cameras are. That's why they're keeping dossiers on everybody. We are to be ruled by tyrants. Dean, we're just about out of time. One parting thought for our listeners before we let you go. One more time, get your website out there, and I hope that everybody listening will go there and get your information.
AuthorityResearch.com, and some of the lower articles are very, all of them are research material. I'm trying to educate people so they can go and do the research. Thank you, Stan, for allowing me to share this morning.
God bless. Bye-bye. And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this morning's program.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Well, I stand back here. There is a conspiracy against God. This is really what it's all about. And this is what's behind everything that's going on. This is what's behind the Council on Foreign Relations and the elitists who want to bring about a world government without God to create a new world order and a new world religion? Well, first of all, let me mention we carry something. It's called the Freedom Documents. It's put out by my friend, Pastor Chuck Baldwin. It's about 2 inches thick. It's 50 of the basic documents having to do with America, in addition to our Declaration and our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. And Washington's Farewell Address and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address and the State of Texas Declaration of Independence and the Northwest Ordinance and all the things that you know about but you don't have them at your fingertips. It's beautifully done. As I say, it's 2 inches thick. It's something you want to have by your library and your library next to where you're working and studying. And I'm just so pleased that Chuck has done this. And this is the reason for caring. It's called the Freedom Documents. It's an encyclopedia document, but something you need to have, and we offer it to you. And it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or seen the video or audio tape, you need to get it. And you need to get it in bulk and at a reduced cost and help get the information out across America. That is the Brotherhood of Darkness, the book, or the video or the DVD. You need to understand there really are satanic organizations. There really are people who worship Satan. And believe me, some of them are working at the highest echelons of our government today, planning on taking us into World War III. Article in the paper this morning about supposedly one of the Islamic leaders over in Afghanistan telling Muslims to get out of New York City and get out of Washington, D.C., because there's going to be another attack like September 11th. And ladies and gentlemen, this is all disinformation to keep you frightened to death. Everything is manipulating you emotionally. All you need to do is ask yourself, why did Building 7 come down on September 11th? All you need to do is go to the Foreign Affairs magazine, the magazine that's published by the elitist who rule us, Foreign Affairs, September-October issue, or read the lead article. It tells you about Al-Qaeda. There isn't any Al-Qaeda. There's almost no Al-Qaeda. Well, there's no Al-Qaeda. I thought that they attacked us on September 11th. Isn't that what happened? Your reality is created by the people who control what you hear and read and see. You'll want to get our August newsletter to find out about the 2 investigations that were allowed. Both of them were censored by the administration. Everything was done to keep the American people from understanding what really happened on September 11th, because we needed an incident to get us into war with Afghanistan, and then with Iraq, and next with Iran, and with Syria, and with Saudi Arabia, and the rest of the Muslim world, and understand what's happening is intentional, and you need to help us get the truth out. And for many people feel, well, maybe this is all right, it's going to save Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to destroy Israel. This is the whole idea, and until you understand that, if you are a supporter of Israel, as I'm a supporter of Israel, but this is aimed at destroying Israel, you need to hear my interview yesterday with Barry Shamus on the Genesis Network. I'm going to try to get him back here so you can listen to him and understand this is aimed at destroying Israel. We're moving into a war with Iran. Get our material, 1-800-544-8927. Don't forget our special, program here at Santa Cruz on the 29th of October, our annual seminar, 1-800-544-8927.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of 4 PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.